Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is Peter No, and I have the lovely Mary Jeffro here on the line for our beginning of our Motivation Monday. I hope everyone had an amazing weekend and last week, as I know it was a very busy week towards the middle of February. There is a lot of things going on in the Beamer world and in our world, and I'm just really so excited this morning just to be with you and everyone here on this call and just sharing what motivates us. So, Mary, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. There is clear blue skies where I am, so it's bringing on a sunny disposition.
Wasn't it kind of really different from this Saturday at the San Diego Discover event when it was like raining cats and dogs throughout the whole Saturday, but it was such a great event, and I really like to start off this morning just sharing with our Beamer community what we saw, what we felt, and what's going on in our Beamer community. So I will probably hand it off to you first. So Mary, what did you see, and how did you feel this weekend?
Well, it was an affirmation that I'm with the right company and the product is incredible. And what I really appreciated was every time Dr. Burka speaks, he has a different view in how to look at Beamer and how it is so needed in our lives. And this last weekend was no exception. It was a phenomenal talk. And I also appreciated getting more in-depth information from Randy Hood about the new horse set. That was a very, very informational. And then Albert he flew back from Liechtenstein the night before and was Superman and stayed with us all day. And he spoke and he gave us updates on what's happening with the situation where we cannot release the Beamer Pros or Classics for sale right now. So with all of that, it was wonderful. I really appreciated that information. And we had other tidbits too, but those are the things that stood out in my mind. And of course, you know, Dr. Burka is always the big draw, and it was for me too. That was the highlight.
Awesome. And, it's every time I come to these events, it's just amazing for me to see because, you know, in March 16th will be my 4-year anniversary with Beamer. And I can tell you, I can literally go back 4 years ago, where I was at, what company I was doing, what I was selling, who my environment was. And it wasn't really the best place in my life. It was one of the biggest transitions, actually, in my professional career, in my direct sales career. And I was going through a very, very challenging time at that time. So kind of weird. Fast forward today, because of all the things that is happening with Beamer as far as just not being able to sell the Beamer, but being able to share the Beamer. but what has been created here in the last 4 years? And I did a really reflection because of this weekend and because we're so close to the anniversary. I you know, being at the event, we had so many of our teammates there, and you know, from Claudia Field as our new OM, Amanda Davis as our new TM, we had Jenny Milhorn as a new group leader, and I've known personally these ladies myself because I work with them, and obviously I have a deeper relationship with them. But I really was so proud, Mary, this weekend because, 4 years ago, we knew where we were at. We knew what part of our lives we were at. And when the Beamer came into our lives, it was just not just about the Beamer, but it was really about a transformation, or maybe it was a God-sense gift to really touch us at that time. But it would not all matter if we did not know what to do with this information or with this tool, and it would not matter if we never committed to it. So today's topic, I really want to get into this commitment talk and really kind of more a patient wise talk for the future, because I can really, again, go back to 4 years ago, every single year, 2016, 17, 18, 19, exactly how we grew, what we did to grow, who came into our lives, what we've learned. And I can tell you, I'm probably a brand new person today than I was 4 years ago as far as in my business, my mindset. And what I saw this weekend, I saw the same thing in everybody else. Yes, we're going through a little of a challenge today, but that challenge only happened literally 10 days or 2 weeks ago. But what company or what organization or what sports team or what any team in this world does not go through challenges? You tell me. I have yet to meet one. But it's what happens through that challenge, how the community communicates with each other, how the leadership takes over, how you can see that in front of your eyes, the professionalism or the commitment in everybody and all the leaders or all the partners or even all the prospects that were there that got to see the camaraderie in a way, or just being in the know or just knowing where we are going. And really, this is just a challenge. It's not a life or death issue, right? But it is a challenge that any organization has to go through. But what I saw this weekend is just how we handled it. We have a brand new CEO. I guess maybe he's coming in at the right time or the best time into Beamer, in a sense, to handle this. And, you know, as our leadership is just growing one level at a time, so is our community. And this weekend, listening to Dr. Burka again, really going back to the roots of, wow, what do we have in our hands? Does everybody know on this call? Do you believe and do you really know what we have in our hands? And if we really do, then really nothing will faze you. Nothing will get you off this track. And that's what we're here for, too. And I have, even this weekend myself, I went through this a class. It's called NLP for 4 days, literally for 10 hours at a day, and I had to literally go back to my self-growth too, and couldn't come at a better time this weekend because there's so much going on, so much reflection. And I this topic today of commitment, which we're going to deeper, is just something that is tugging in my heart today, and I really want to talk about it. But Mary, when you saw this weekend also all the leaders or everybody getting together, could you see it in their eyes, the commitment? I want the callers here today to really feel what happened, what was going on in that room.
Well, what struck me was a sense of calm and knowing. And
yes,
in the past, it was more of a, the energy was different. And even though we are in a situation where we can't ship out those two units right now, the sense of calm and knowing among the people in the room is we have this phenomenal product. And like you said, this is a little hiccup. Will we have another hiccup of some sort in the future? Well, that's life. You know, everybody's life is that way, you know, and businesses are all that way. So will we have another challenge in the future? Yeah. What will it be? Who knows? But the beauty is this company is so strong and so committed to doing the right thing, you know, in all instances, that that's what you can take to the bank, and that's what you can hold your hat on, put your hat on, and put your trust and faith in. And I think that this is just another way that Beamer is showing us in how that they're handling this situation with total transparency, keeping us up to date as soon as they have anything new to share with us. And we know that they're taking care of it with, you know, full force. So all of that, in a nutshell, that's where I came across with that trust and total faith in the company. We're in good hands.
Yes, we are. And, you know, and I think everybody at that event, whether the prospects, I think they really got to saw a very fine-tuned company. Like I said, 4 years ago, Mary, when we started, we probably barely even had brochures. Remember? All we had really is just the blood flow video. There were no tools. There was no e-learning. There was no new website. There was no videos. There was nothing really to share. But what really grew? And the, you know, they showed the stats on the screen. In 2016, I believe we grew by like 200 something plus percent. Even though that number could be high because it's a smaller amount of sales, and if you double triple that sale, obviously the percentage is higher. The second year in 2017, I think it was about 40 something percent, and 2018 was 4%, and 2019 was 5%. But as you grow bigger, the percentage will be smaller, but the amount will still be bigger. But what creates the growth? That consistent growth, and is really Peter Glime's vision. Again, it's just transformation. It's how we learn. But what got us really started in the beginning, it was really excitement. It was really new. It was really sharing it through your environment, through your friends and family first. And there was a learning curve. Yes, there was, but the learning curve was actually really the action. Really doing it, not the knowledge, because I want to have everybody write this down if you have a pen. Knowledge is potential power, but action is real power. So we can learn what the Beamer does. We can learn everything about capillaries, arteries, vasodilation, you know, oxygen percentage, what it does, how it does, how it works. That's the knowledge part that you have to learn. But that is just building your potential power of what to do. But to really motivate, really do something, I want everyone to write down this word action. Action is really the power. And this is a, you know, to be learning and not putting action into it, it's really a waste. For example, you can learn all of, you can go to every academy, you can go to every webinar and see what the Beamer does. But if you are not personally demoing the Beamer, if you're not learning how to properly demo the Beamer, if you're not going into action every day about the Beamer where people can experience what the Beamer is, and that I'm just saying it could be one person a day, it could be one person every couple of days, it could be one person a week. But that is called action. And to have action is to really get into your power. And 4 years ago when we saw the Beamer, literally, we went into action. My whole team, just the first day, the first 90 days, we just went at it with no tools, with no knowledge. I mean, we were doing everything wrong, but the thing that we were doing right is we had action. And I believe that action never stopped in our team. But the action really became more deeper or more stronger because we all kept each other accountable for what we did. And that's called teamwork. So as we have action and teamwork every day, just like this Monday motivational call, what is this? This is just an action call for you to get into action, really. We're trying to really, you know, motivate you the way that we know how. But motivation through knowledge could only do so much. But motivating you to take action will give you everything you need. So whether you know the information or not, just do it. And that's what I really wanted to get today, is that commitment of the action, okay? And what are you really learning too? Because there's styles of learning. So I know, you know, taking to the class this weekend, when I was a young boy, I really learned between the ages from when you're born to when you're 5 years old, whatever your parents or your environment shaped you at the time, it actually could still be going on today with you. You could really have emotions or behaviors or something that stemmed from literally when you were a child, okay? So that kind of hit me this weekend because when I was a child, when I was a boy, I was always a go-lucky kid. I mean, I was just a happy kid, okay? I had my parents, I had nanny, I just had a lot of fun. And I think that kind of carried on throughout my whole lifetime where I'm just living like a kid every day. I kind of didn't want to grow up, Mary. So I learned things differently. You know, I just learned things differently. And I really believe in this lifetime today because, you know, we're living in a crazy world today with so much things going on, chaotic, but, you know, in this call, I really want to keep it fun, and I really want everyone to bring almost this inner child out of them, because we're going back to the basics, okay, back to the basics of learning, back to the basics of living, keeping everything really, to me, so simple, and that's why I love this Beamer community and this Beamer culture, is because we're really only talking about one thing, one technology. One technology, one messaging, one thing that you have to just learn and just keep on sharing through the actions every day. And if you get better at this, there's phases in your business, meaning that we don't know what you need to learn in the beginning because 4 years ago, I did not even know what I needed to learn. We just needed to be part of something. So being part of Beamer just gave me the tools and gave me the wisdom and experience, and really learning from Peter Glein gave me the vision now, really how to slow things down. So if you're in a place in your life today where you're just moving so fast, you know, you're really not taking the time to really understand what is your purpose really, or what is your commitment for yourself, or what would you like to learn about yourself? You know, what do you want to change this year? It's a brand new year. We're already halfway through, three quarters of the way through February already. So we only have another 10 months left in 2020. And look at what's going on already in the last month and a half, starting off 2020. There's a lot going on. But this a lot going on will test your strength, will test your commitment. And we really want to get into this year, even through this Motivational Monday or every single blog talk. The community will grow. We will get out of this. Not only just out of it, but actually stronger. Okay? We will, the companies really position themselves to be the brand, the company that will make a difference in the direct sales industry and will make a difference not only there, but in the entire health technology field. And when Dr. Berka was saying, you know, the studies that will be coming out very, very soon, there will be a shift happening in Beamer. So get ready for your commitments. ramp up to win a championship. This is really the year for Beamer, okay, to build that brand and the foundation. Just know, everyone, that you are on a championship team, whether you're just, you know, whether you just came to us brand new, whether you've been with us for a month or many months or possibly many years, it does not matter, because you're always consistently learning new things. You're always renewing yourself. So I made a commitment after this week and really coming back from the Discover San Diego and coming from my class, I have this whole renewed way of looking at things, and I'm really jotting the three things that really matter to me this year. So if you have a pen and paper in handy, really, really write down, figure out the three things that you would love to change this year or love to learn, whether it's getting more serious about your diet or getting more serious about your business or getting more serious about your family. Just really lock that down. And there are four ways really to learn, okay? One is really just learn by understanding your stories. How people learn is just really two stories. And then what are you learning is the content, okay? You got to understand what you're learning. What is the information, what you're learning? And then the third thing is just exercise it, experience it. Go out and do. Go out and make the action of what you want to learn, okay? And then after that, questions, okay? Then you can just ask what you did wrong, what you did right, who are you asking it to, get a mentorship, and then just rinse and repeat that again over and over again, daily, weekly, monthly, until you hit your small success goals, okay? And we can talk about this again next week. We can bring up a couple of people next week that are actually using this, and I will have a surprise guest next week also that has been living this process for a pretty long time, and that person can share their experience with you also. And Mary, before we get open up the lines for any calls, is there anything you would like to change this year or add on to your commitment?
Well, what I'd like to do is just add a little bit to what you said to solidify what you said. And one is action steps in doing. And what I really like is in what you just said, the number where you said ask questions. Well, you can only ask questions by first taking the action steps that bring about questions. Just like you said, you take the action and then, okay, how can I do it better? But you can't ask that question, how to do it better, until you've done it the first time. So taking that action is the most important thing. And the other thing is when you're writing things down of how you want to be, whatever it is that you want to become better at, whether it's weight, business, you know, personality, it doesn't matter. You need to close your eyes and envision yourself being that person, seeing your business as you want it to be, and feel it. And this may sound funny, but all the good transformational coaches will do this. You close your eyes, take a good 3 minutes, and really get into how it feels to be the person that you want to be, to have the business that you want to have. Say your goal is to sell, you know, 6 Beamers a month by the end of the year, and you want to consistently sell 6 Beamers a month. Get into how does that feel? Feel that as if you're already experiencing that as a reality, whether it's losing weight. How does it feel to be healthier, to be more athletic, to have the energy to go about and take the walk, do the exercise class? How do you think it's going to feel? That exercise of getting into that feeling every single day will bring about your goal exponentially faster. And then when we're talking about action plans, for us being in this situation that we are in now, Chris Veronis just sent us our Motivational Monday, and I hope that you all take a look at it. But what can we do now? And she has action steps there. One, use positive problem-solving language that focuses on what you can do, not what you can't do. Offer to take their order. Use the order form in your back office and under the distributor library. Collect all the customer information so that you have it. So as soon as we can place the order, you have all their information. You can go ahead and plug it in. The other thing is you could provide a rental unit or offer to refund the rental fees once their order is placed. Another is to provide training, video reading materials, anything that they can view while they wait. And to let them know that you care and you understand their disappointment, but keep in regular touch and follow up is key. And all of those are actionable steps, not something that you think about, but that you can actually do. So that is it in a nutshell. Stay positive, stay fighting, stay brave, stay ambitious, stay focused, stay strong. So visit the Motivational Monday email that came out today, because it's great. We do have a caller. Are we ready for it?
Yes. Mary.
Okay, here we go. Area code 707. You're live on Blog Talk. Area code 707. Well, they might be on mute or have some difficulties. We'll come back to them. I am going to now bring on area code 210. Area code 210. Hello. Well, I think we may have had people that accidentally hit the one, or they just got busy. So I'm going to go ahead and try area code 707 one more time. Area code 707.
Hi, is that me?
That's
Hello?
You. Yes. Who are we talking with?
Oh, my God. Okay. My name is Mary Sue. I'm in Napa Valley, and I do apologize. I did accidentally hit it, but I have to say I was at the Discover this weekend on Saturday. It was absolutely fantastic. The support we're getting from this organization is mind-blowing. Just the people we're connecting with when we go to all of our events. But it was especially rewarding hearing the encouragement and the information. I am constantly wanting to know more about the whole cellular situation in our body and how Beamer is affecting it. And I just really eat that stuff up, because this is the real deal. This is what it's all about. And thank you, Blog Talk. Mary, Peter, you guys are terrific. And I'm trying to get myself over to Palm Springs for this weekend academy. And I try to get to as many as possible. And I have to tell you, I share this at each academy I go to. I've learned to record the person's name as best as I can spell it. In fact, I texted to one of the Blog Talk numbers I have. It would be really helpful when people call in, if they say their first and last name, perhaps even spell their last name if they're unusual, where they're from, I record that, and a little bit about their testimony, so that I can go across the room and connect and get a business card. Because not everybody's Beamer mail is exactly as their name is. Some people use company names, etc. And I find these academies unbelievable, big help, education and knowledge, and connecting with other Beamer distributors and other people, especially when I hear testimonies that I have people that are having similar issues. I can get those two together on a three-way, and it really makes a world of difference. And that's what we're all about, is making a world of difference in people's lives, one body at a time. So thank you all.
Well,
thank you.
And thank you for the little prompt there for me to let everybody know that here in Palm Springs this weekend, we are having our academy on Friday and Saturday, and Thursday evening we will be having our public presentation. So if you know anybody that's in the area, please do send them our way and, you know, get them registered under your name. We'll take good care of them and open their eyes up to Beamer. Okay, I'm going to bring on area code 703. You're now live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, this is Bon C. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning.
Yes, Bon.
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to Peter, Claudia, and Amanda. I met them at my first academy, and they're not in my upline, but they are always helping me any way I can. they can. Peter, you are the Tony Robbins of Beamer. I really respect your encouragement.
Bonzi, thank you. Thank you so much,
Bonzi. That's all
and
I wanted
really,
to say today.
Well, I just want
that's
to let you
I
know you're... Well, Bonzi, you're an amazing man. I know how you take care of your wife, and I know what you go through. And we've really had a very good connection since day one, so very appreciate your call and your encouragement today.
Okay. Thank you. Keep up the good work, you three. Bye-bye.
Thank you. What a beautiful testimony for the Beamer family that we are. We're all in this together. And we all help one another. It doesn't matter what so-called team that you're on. All, what is it? We raise all the ships up together. I can't remember how to say it. Anyway, that's
when the ship, when the tide raises, the ship will rise together, or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for the call. So if you want to wrap up the show.
Well, thank you, everyone, for this morning. I do not have a motivational quote this morning, but I do want to wish everyone, go get committed. Make your list if you don't have one. Just make a list of the three things that you want to see in yourself, that you want to discover, that you want to peel off, and I will share mine, too, next week, okay? There is a big purpose behind this. In today's world, again, with everything that's going on, isn't it just the most amazing thing to just have a community where you can believe in, where you can trust in, no matter where it's going? We will build this together, okay? So thank you all, love you all, and enjoy your amazing week, and we'll see you next Monday to get motivated. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market